happy to say that Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, David Rabbit, is with us this morning. Good morning, Supervisor Rabbit.
Good morning, Pat.
We like to do these kinds of stories where the situation is not as dire as we thought it might be this morning.
Yeah, isn't that true? But better to be prepared and make sure that we're all safe. I think it goes to show you how vulnerable we are here in Sonoma County, on the West Coast, really, to these atmospheric rivers. And if it hits just right and continues to rain, you could be in a world of hurt. If it just edges ever so slightly north or south, you're fine and someone else is receiving the rain. So it really goes, you know, that's the way weather is here on the West Coast.
Yes, it is. You never know. Just hang on another 5 minutes and we'll see what happens.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the Russian River did not rise to the levels we thought, a couple of feet lower, it sounds like, and now on the receding ends of the end of things. What does it mean this morning for the Emergency Operations Center?
They'll still continue to be in operations for a little while longer. I would imagine by the end of the day or perhaps even into this evening, they'll disband depending on if you know anything else comes up. I could tell you, again, overnight, there was no significant or unexpected issues. Like you said, the river didn't get to the level that was originally forecasted, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of roads in the West County that, are flooded that typically flood, they have, and there's about 30 road closures in the county, the majority out west. We have other issues, too. We have power outages. We still have, I could tell you, the risk of mudslides. And this morning, one of the things that will happen out of the Emergency Operations Center in the field will be some damage assessments to make sure that as the river recedes, we understand what the needs are, including hazardous material collection. Our Transportation Public Works will be coordinating that. We'll be also investigating expanding this to any kind of non-hazardous debris collection, depending on what they see as the need. And I think you've probably been telling people as well, if you're in the Sweetwater Springs Water District in the Guerneville area, that you should be boiling your water only because the floodwaters potentially overtop the wellheads. And that's probably a good idea to do for another couple of days as well.
Absolutely. And, of course, the advisory evacuation went into place via the Sheriff's Department, made that announcement yesterday afternoon. Has that been rescinded at this point?
As far as I know, yes. The evacuation went to those residences or parcels that were at 36 feet. So that was about 3,000 parcels, and there's a map at socoemergency.org if you want to know which ones those are exactly. So people were notified with our wireless emergency alert, the WIA system, SoCo alert, press releases, Nixle, Nextdoor, and, of course, our trusty sheriff's deputies as well. So that was really, a precaution.
Yes.
But one to make sure that people were going to be safe if the water was going to get to that particular level.
And here's my final question for you at this moment, Supervisor Rabbit, and that is, when are we going to see the asphalt trucks going out to start filling potholes post-storm?
You will see them. A lot of it is you could imagine how many crews are out there just trying to keep roads open and keep drainage ditches clearing.
Yes.
And again, I got to give a shout-out to all those people that are out there in all types of weather trying to keep everyone safe.
Agreed.
They will be working around the clock the next couple days, because this is just because the water recedes doesn't mean the end of it. You have a lot of silt now backed up in different drainage ditches and catch basins. All needs to be cleared out before the next rains come. And you're absolutely right. You know, water and asphalt, especially water running across asphalt, does not do the road pavement any favors, and they'll be out there with the patch trucks doing as much as possible. What we really do in the wintertime on the pothole repair is to make sure that they get asphalt in the holes. I will let people know it will not last.
Yeah.
And because of the circumstances, that's just the way it is, and that's the way it is everywhere, and we have to come back and actually take care of that in drier weather, but it's really to make sure that the road is safe during the winter months.
Very good. We'll look forward to those wheels turning on Sonoma County roadways, to be sure. And happy to have you with us when the news is good this morning.
Yeah, for sure. And thank you for all your great work.
Very good. That is Supervisor David Rabbit, and still keeping an eye on things, of course. As the supervisor said, there are many roadways that are still underwater, none of the main arteries, but other ones that are going to have to be mindful of and watched over until that all of that water recedes.